only the unicorn's first day at school.
Shh.
Did you hear? The new kid is a unicorn. A real one. Whoa! Do you think she can fly? Or maybe shoot sparkles from her horn? Let's ask her when she comes.
Hey kids, what would you ask a unicorn on their first day of school? Whisper it now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chloe.
I've never played with a unicorn before.
She's kinda sparkly, but seems scared. Don't think she will fit our group.
Welcome, Chloe. Why don't you take a seat next to Moon? Have you ever met someone new or been to a new place and felt a little shy? Nod your head if yes.
Maybe I can join their game? Can I play too?
We're playing fast tag. You might trip with your hooves.
Yeah, maybe next time?
That didn't feel very kind, did it? Can you wave at Chloe and say, you can play with me?
Ouch! My ankle!
Careful. Come sit, son. You'll need to rest for now. Why don't you sit here with Chloe and give each other company? And Chloe, why didn't you join the other kids to play?
Oh, Miss Madison, I probably don't fit in with them.
That's not true, Chloe. Didn't they let you join? Do you want me to talk to them?
No, I think I can manage.
All right, then I leave you to it. But always remember I am here if you need anything.
Now I'm just stuck here. I feel left out. Hi, son. I know what it feels like to be left out. I sit here alone most days.
Really? I didn't know how you must have felt. I guess I never really noticed. Sorry, Chloe.
It's okay. You notice now. Here's a sparkle sticker. It always helps me feel a little better.
Thanks, Chloe.
Have you ever felt left out? Put your hand on your heart and say, I want to include everyone.
Y'all, listen up. Let's include Chloe in our game today. When I sat alone yesterday on that bench while all of you were busy playing, I felt exactly how Chloe must have been feeling all this while. She must have felt really sad and lonely. She told me about it too. I wonder why we never thought about it.
Is it? We never really thought about it, right? We just thought she might feel differently because she is a unicorn.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Only when she spoke to me yesterday, did I realize that she also has feelings just like all. I guess we all have the same feelings even if we look or seem different.
Oh no.
What did we do? That must have been so hurtful. Let's go and ask her to join us now.
Chloe, come play with us. We didn't know how you must have felt every time we left you out. We realized it only when Sun told us. We're really sorry and we mean it.
Let's build a magical castle together? Chloe, can you help add unicorn powers to it?
Are you good at art, Chloe? Can you teach us too?
I'd love to.
Kids, can you stretch your arms wide like a big circle? Now say this with me. Everyone belongs.
Look, I drew a starlight tree.
Let's add some glitter leaves to it. Whoa! Teach me how to make those rainbow swirls. Start like this, then swirl and loop.
Want to try drawing your own swirl? Grab a paper and swirl it up like how Chloe just did.
And it is end of the first week of school, which means it is celebration time.
Hooray!
Today, let's celebrate what makes us all special. Who wants to go first?
Me! I love counting the stars. I know 20 constellations.
Here's my traditional dance.
Lucky Rock looks like a potato.
I am here to sing my favorite song.
Whoa!
I wrote a poem about friendship. Being different is cool. Being different is kind. Let's make a place for every kind. Fair skin, rough voice, or curly hair. We all belong, we all can share. Because we are friends, and friends always care.
And Chloe?
Being different is magical. But being accepted, that's the best magic of all. I am a little less nervous today, unlike on my first day, because now I have friends who care. I am really starting to like all of you and this school.
Tag! You're it!
Catch me if you can!
Watch me!
Remember, kids, everyone deserves a friend. So if you see someone sitting alone, go say hi. Can you do that today?
Celebrate differences, share kindness, be the magic!
Please like, share, and subscribe to our stories. Thank you.
If you like this story, do watch our story on how Sun and friends help and care for Moon when she is hurt at playtime.